On Saturday, October 12th, hundreds of people took to the streets of Montreal in support of the near 1,000 non-status Algerians living here in Montreal being threatened with imminent deportation by Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Saturday's march marked the most recent in a series of actions in support of the non-status Algerians, which have taken place in Montreal over the past days, weeks, and months. The campaign to stop the Algerian deportations has largely been organized through the Committee d'Action de Sans Statut, a group which is both composed of and represents many of Montreal's non-status Algerians. Since the lifting of the moratorium in April of 2002, 29 people whose political refugee claims have been denied by Immigration Canada have been deported back to Algeria. Algeria, a country where a civil war in recent years has taken the lives of over 150,000 people, and where thousands have gone missing. The campaign to halt the deportations has been organized around three demands aimed at the Canadian authorities, being an immediate end to all deportations, a return to the moratorium on removals to Algeria, and the regularization of all non-status Algerian residents in Canada. Actions in the last week highlighting the current situation of non-status Algerians have been numerous, from a delegation of over 15 Algerian women and their children to Immigration Minister Denis Coderre's constituency office, which presented the three demands of the non-status Algerians to Saturday's march, which was initiated by the Women's Committee of the non-status Algerians, which brought together both hundreds of non-status Algerians and Montrealers who fundamentally oppose the racist immigration policies, which have literally declared 1,000 Algerians living here in Montreal illegal. Their lives turned into file numbers, and a list slowly being processed towards deportation in the offices of Citizenship and Immigration Canada. We spoke with many participants of Saturday, October 12th's march. Solidarité! We're here today marching in solidarity with the non-status Algerian women who are being threatened with deportation. Why do you feel this march is important?
Because it's very pressing, and it's a mass deportation as opposed to a few individual cases. And why today specifically is because it's an initiative from the women, and I think that the way it happened was very powerful, and it was a good collective decision. And I think that anyone taking such an initiative deserves all the support in the world, and that's why I'm here today.
Marching specifically in support of the non-status women, why do you think that's important in terms of the campaign to fight the deportations?
Well, first of all, it raises awareness, but I think that it's one way to talk to people and so that we become all aware that we're all immigrants at one point, except the Aboriginal communities. And I think that that in the long term changes people's vision and changes people's attitude towards people like the Algerians that faces a very hard situation.
And this is also part of a campaign called No One Is Illegal. What does that phrase mean to you in terms of resisting deportations, but also in terms of nations and border states?
It means to me that borders are very arbitrary and that it was constructed, and it means that restricting people from living in a country because of borders is illegitimate, and in the grand scheme of things, we all should be allowed to stay here regardless of where we're from, how long we've been here, and what's our cultural background.
There's a critique of the moratorium being lifted because of economic interest to Algeria. So how are those connections made for you?
Well, I think that it's clear that they're connected, but I think that only recently have most people become aware of it. And when we link, when immigration issues were linked with the G8 this summer, I thought that that was very powerful and inspiring, because it's clear that the global institutions need borders and need limits and restrictions on people's movements and different economic activities. And so obviously they're linked, and to criticize and to critique the border system also criticizes the global economic structure.
So we're marching in solidarity with non-status Algerian women being threatened with deportation by the Canadian government. Why do you feel that this march is important?
because Canada has been deporting a lot of people recently, and these people have a life in Canada, and they have babies here, they have a family, they have friends, they have a job, and now they're supposed to go back to Algeria where there's war and where there's, like, they might get killed or kidnapped, and that's nonsense. Like, if you give them a chance to get here, you should let them stay, because they have a life here now, and how can you force people to go into a war? That's nonsense.
Why do you feel it's important to focus on non-status Algerian women who are being threatened with deportation?
Because they are more vulnerable because they have children here and they have a support network, and over there it's a lot harder for them, and especially, I guess, because of the babies. I mean, they don't want to leave their son behind. Some people have been threatened that they're going to keep the son here because he was born in Canada, and they're going to send the parents away. And, I mean, that's ridiculous. How can you do that, you know? So for these women, it's even more dangerous to go back, or it's even more it's harder for them because they have to leave their kids behind and their network behind, and it's really hard to find, you know, a new network going back to Algeria when it's wartime and where they might get killed and they can't work really over there. Or sometimes they can, it depends. And so, yeah, here they have a job, they have a house, they're, you know, under a roof and they can eat every day.
Do you feel that the lifting of the moratorium is tied to economic interests of Canada? And do you feel that this resistance to deportations is tied to anti-capitalist resistance?
Of course, because why they lift the moratorium was because they want to renew the economic ties with the Algerian government. But since they can't do that, if they still have the Algeria still has a status of being in war, they can't renew the ties with them. So in order to get more economic exchange, they lift the moratorium. They say that it's not in war anymore, and they deport the people that don't have a status yet. So, yeah, of course, it is for economic reason, and that's even worse, you know?
Why are you here today?
I'm here because a lot of people are in danger of being deported to Algeria, and it's a matter of their safety and their lives, and yeah, I mean, it's the least any of us can do to be here. It's just a start, I hope, for most of us.
So, when you hear the phrase, no one is illegal, what do you think?
I think that should be obvious to everyone. Unfortunately, it's not obvious to the government, which considers it important to control the movement of people across certain lines that they control. It's kind of... It's kind of an animal territoriality. They mark off their territory and piss on it and try to extract obedience from anyone who crosses it. But there's nothing inherently legitimate about these lines on the map. I don't know. No one's illegal. That's pretty obvious. I don't know if it needs an explanation. I don't know how to explain it to the government of Canada, but it's not a matter of convincing them, really. It's more a matter of forcing them to respect people's rights. I don't have any illusions that they're going to wake up and change their ways out of any moral sense, but that's what we have to do.
And this campaign to fight against the deportations of Algerians, the moratorium was lifted the same day Chrétien was in Algeria making a business deal. So do you feel that there's a relationship between the moratorium being lifted and economic interests?
Yeah. Well, of course, there's a relationship between everything Chrétien does and economic interests. I don't have spies inside Chrétien's his clique, but it makes sense that this would have more to do with relations with Algerian government than with domestic politics or domestic economics, because it's not as if these people are being a burden on Montreal or on Canada by being here. It's not as if Canada cannot support people who are here. It's not as if we can't accept refugees. So yeah, I think it's power politics going on, and it's Chrétien kissing the ass of the Algerian regime.
I'm here because all these women and all these men and all these children, like, are here. They settled their life here, and because of a fucking economic interest of the federal government signing a contract with SNC-Lavalin, the, like, Algerian government, they're going to be sent back for economic interest, and, like, their lives are going to be in danger. They're going to be, like, all, not all of them will be tortured, not all of them will be killed, but a lot of them will be. And, like, that's a fucking problem, like, to put the economic interest in front of human interest. So that's why I'm here, basically, to fight this capitalist system, which puts, like, money before human life.
And we've been hearing the slogan, no one is illegal. What does that mean to you?
It means all the system that says, like, that some people have rights, some people don't have rights. It's just fucked up. And, like, there's no way of saying, like, these people, because they were not born here, you know, they don't have the same rights. And, like, Canadian citizens shouldn't go there for a trip or just to, you know, go there on vacation. But, like, the Algerian, no problem. Like, this is the whole system of, like, two sets or three sets of rights, like, under citizens and citizens, you know? So, like, no one is legal means that I don't believe in this system, which decide who's going to be okay in the law, in the system, with his rule, with his laws and everything, and who's going to be deported and who's going to be out and who's going to be marginalized, excluded, poor, or killed or tortured or whatever. So that's what it means for me.
How do you feel about the campaign to stop the deportations of Algerians here in Montreal?
I think it has a lot of support from the population, and a lot of groups are getting involved right now. Like, it's really, like, the support is increasing more and more. Like, I think most of the people, actually all people I know or talk to, agree with, like, the three demands. And, like, I really think there's a momentum right now. And, like, if that doesn't put pressure on Kader to, like, put back the moratorium, we'll have to go for, like, more direct actions to have him, like, get back on his decision, because, like, this is totally screwed up. Like, people get in the street every week right now. Like, they have the vigil on Monday, but they also, like, do bigger, like, demonstrations. And, like, the population joined them. So, like, if that's not enough to make a government change his mind, well, I don't know what we have to do except, like, taking more radical actions.
We're marching today in solidarity with the non-status Algerian women who are being threatened with deportation. Why are you participating today, and why do you feel it's important?
Well, I feel support because I know very well the Algeria, because I was working with the United Nations in Rome, and my friend was a UNDP representative in Algeria. So I was there, and happened that I knew the people, you know. Once in a while, I've been there maybe to four or five times. So I think it's a pity now, because they have changed now. The democracy doesn't exist, and they're going to be thrown again over there. There was a producer of a film, and he was here on René Lévesque. Every Monday we are there. And he said that he wanted to go to Algeria. He was in the Near East. And they said, no, no, it's too dangerous. But here, they tell them, no, it's not dangerous. For Algerian, it's dangerous. But for foreigners, it is. You know? But for them, it's not. So I think it's horrible. We should do something.
Why do you feel it's important to march specifically in solidarity with non-status Algerian women?
Well, because they need help. They need, now they're here. They like it, and they are afraid that what's going to happen later on for the children, you know? The children are born here in Quebec, God goodness, you know? I mean, usually when you're born in Canada or United States, as soon as you open your eyes, you are... my son is American because he was born in New York. So, you see? And it should be for everybody. They cannot leave the children at 2, 3, 5 years old. They have to stay, take care of them. Huh?
Marching in solidarity here in Montreal with non-status Algerian women who are being threatened with deportation. Why are you here today and where do you come from?
I come from Toronto. I'm here today because we heard about this event going on, and a few of us decided to come over here to offer solidarity and support. It's a struggle that some of us in Toronto firmly believe in. That is the struggle for people to be able to have the right to live where they want to live. So if you look at it right now, the Liberal government's making it really easy for money to cross borders, but when it comes to people, they're constantly putting up walls, and something's fundamentally wrong with that when inanimate objects, the capital, can flow across borders really easily and people can't. So people feel strongly about that, so we decided that we'd come over to Montreal and support the struggle.
Why do you feel it's important to march specifically in solidarity with non-status Algerian women?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. And I think with non-status Algerian women, like with any non-status person, they have every right to be here, as much as the right that you do and I do to be on this land.
When you hear the phrase, no one is illegal, what does that mean to you?
It means, like, how can a person be illegal? How can we use these terms to describe a person? Like, these are people, right? Like, they're not, you know, a legal person, an illegal person. They're just people. And once again, we're in an era where more and more rights and privileges are being given to capital, and more are being taken away from people, and more barriers are put in people, and people are labeled illegal, you know? I firmly reject that, and I stand in support in solidarity with non-status Algerian women, as I stand in support and solidarity with all people that are non-status, so-called non-status.
So we're marching today in solidarity with non-status Algerian women who are being threatened with deportation. Why are you here? Why do you feel this is important?
I'm here to be here as a support, and I'm really against borders, against the fact that people are sent back to their country. I'm against the fact that only money is allowed to circulate between countries, but that people have to be prisoners of their own borders.
Why do you feel it's specifically important to march in solidarity with non-status Algerian women?
Well, because women, of course, have a specific situation. Wherever they go, they have to also act against capitalism. Patriarchy is a big factor also in every country here too, but also in Algeria, and they might feel that they have a better chance to go maybe to school or to live their life here, even if it's not a really great place either here. But at least it's their choice, and we should respect their choice.
When you hear the phrase, no one is illegal, what does that mean to you?
Well, it means to me that people that are, no one is illegal because when you say somebody's legal, is that they have a right, they have, according to the law, they have a right to be here. But I think that no law should exist that keeps people out of a place. That borders are really things of the past for me. They're here only to be sure that cheap labor stays in some countries and that we could continue to exploit people elsewhere. So by saying that nobody's illegal, that everybody has a right to be everywhere around the planet.
As As a campaign to stop the Algerian deportations grows in Montreal, the efforts of Immigration Canada to deport more Algerians living in Montreal continues. With the imminent deportation of an Algerian family with a Canadian-born son set for October 20th, resistance grows, but support is needed. If you'd like to get involved in the struggle to support Montreal's non-status Algerians, call 514-409-2049 or email nooneisillegal@tao.ca. To get in touch with the Committee d'Action de Sans Statut, contact cassdz@hotmail.com or phone 514-996-3819. Contact Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Fax the Ministry Office in Ottawa at 613-946-8529 or in Montreal at 514-323-2875. By phone, Ottawa Office at 613-995-6108, Montreal at 514-323-1212. Please also phone Raymond Lucier, Immigration Minister Denis Coderre's Special Assistant, at 613-954-1064. This report has been produced for CKUT Radio Montreal by Stéphane Christophe.